1 Samuel chapter 3 is where we will begin in a few moments. Now I'm just going to tell you this morning, don't let anyone rob this word from you. Don't let Satan steal it from you. Don't let distractions steal it from you. Open up your heart. Now last week, I think that everyone here has been part of this series. I hope that you have. If not, they're on the internet. Last week, I talked to you about the sons of Eli. We looked at the sons of Eli. We looked at their wicked lifestyle in the house of God. And we talked about sons of Eli in the church today. And we don't want any part of Eli's sons to be part of our own hearts, part of our own lives. We looked at a snapshot of Eli. And I cannot stress to you enough the significance for us this morning of Eli's life. And what we see in this scripture, what God wants to unfold to us, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, as we go from milk to meat, as we dig even deeper into the Word of God. And then all of the other characters. We saw Hannah, who was a person who was